wasn't it just a hectic thing to watch all of those what shall we say, panic buying sessions, that spree that went on in various different places in the country yesterday? And it was really disappointing last night to open up social media and see all the pictures of empty shelves. And there was one picture that really got to me in particular. It was of an elderly lady standing in front of a row of shelves, most of which were empty. And it reminded me of just how selfish we can be sometimes, particularly when we don't think about the most vulnerable in our society, the people who are less agile, the people who are so much more vulnerable when it comes to being able to afford, number one, to be able to stock up for a period of time, but also, you know, those who are perhaps, you know, too old to be able to get to places quickly, to beat a younger person to a shelf if there's one last item left on that shelf, and our lack of consideration for some of the most vulnerable. They are also in that age group where they are the most susceptible to coronavirus. And so I was really hoping that, you know, we would change our attitudes and just spare a thought for the elderly people in our society who naturally are going to be severely affected by this simply because of their age. And so I thought that Pick and Pay came up with a fantastic idea. It stepped forward and it decided today that it was going to open all its supermarkets and hypermarkets 1 hour earlier every Wednesday for elderly customers to shop for their groceries and essentials. And I'm hoping lots of other retailers are going to make much the same move, because we need some sort of facility for older people to be able to do their shopping and to get preference. And I'll say that quite unashamedly, to be given preference in terms of what they have access to. It's really important that we look after them, as is our culture in the society anyway. All right, so let's bring into the conversation John Bradshaw. He's a retail executive of marketing at Pick and Pay. John, thank you very much for joining us. What made you decide that you're going to implement this extra hour for the elderly people?
Well, hello, Joanne, and hello to your listeners. Yes, like you say, it's a time that calls for thoughtfulness, for responsible behaviour. And we had had the suggestion from a number of people on our social media community and from other places that we could make some time, some dedicated time available for our older shoppers. And so we've been working with our operator colleagues to work out just logistically how we would do that. And so delighted to be able to announce that we're opening our stores from 7 to 8 tomorrow and every Wednesday going forward to be dedicated for shoppers over 65, so that the older shoppers can come in. As you say, they are more vulnerable, so we want to provide a safe time for them to shop and to get those basic groceries that they need.
That's a wonderful idea, John. Tell me, how are you implementing this? When you talk about elderly people, what sort of age group is it specifically?
So we're saying 65 and older is our definition of older people. We are going to ask for IDs of customers, because we do want to keep it dedicated towards those customers. There are lots of other needy and worthwhile groups that we need to work out ways to help as well. But for now, this is going to be customers that are over 65 that can shop for Wednesdays between 7 and 8. With dedicated shopping hours.
All right. And I see that everyone with a Smart Shopper card over the age of 60 also qualifies for certain benefits?
Yeah, this is actually something we've been doing for some time. So every Wednesday we have automatically a double points voucher that's loaded to the kiosk or app for our older customers. So that's something that we've been doing for a while. But it works well that it's on a Wednesday as well. So they would also get extra Smart Shopper points. But we think the really important thing is that they get a safe and dedicated shopping hour for those that would value it.
How do they claim that voucher, the Smart Shopper voucher?
So the same as all Smart Shopper vouchers, you can either use the app, which is the easiest way, or the kiosk. You go to that kiosk, you just tap on the voucher, and then when you shop and swipe your Smart Shopper card, it automatically gets loaded to your extra points in your Smart Shopper balance.
Right. You'll have lots of elderly people in store at the same time. Are your shop attendants ready to give them the kind of support and any kind of assistance that they require in that hour?
Absolutely. So this is something really driven by our store colleagues. It's a way they want to serve the communities in which they're involved. And so we're going to make sure the stores are in ship-shape condition. We're going to make sure there are people to help these customers so that they can do their shopping safely, be out by 8 o'clock, and really just look after their health and continue to live carefully and responsibly.
All right, John, I want to take a quick call from one of our listeners who's been listening into our conversation. Thabo is on the line to us from Krugersdorp. Thabo, what's your comment or question for John?
Just a quick one, Joanne. I think let's comment on Pick and Pay on this initiative. My mother is 80 and she goes to Pick and Pay regularly, assisted to do her shopping.
Yes.
And she takes more than an hour assisted. So you can imagine an 85-year-old unassisted. Mm-hmm. I think they need more than just an hour, maybe 2 or 3 hours.
John, how would that work? I mean, you are, after all, a commercial business as well, which makes it a little bit tricky. But do you think it could potentially be extended beyond an hour for some of the elderly people who are a little bit slower?
Absolutely. So I think, Thabo, that's something we'll have to look at. I think right now what we're trying to do is we're trying to inconvenience ourselves, not our customers. So we're opening an hour early so that for most customers they would still get the normal shopping hours. We know it's important for all our customers that they're able to get what they need in a safe and hygienic environment. So for that customer, hopefully the 1 hour helps her get round more quickly than she would do if the store was full of other people. But it's absolutely something we'll look at increasing the time if that's something that we need to do to help those older customers.
All right. I'm glad you're open to that, John. Margaret in Leondale is on the line to us. A question from you, Margaret. Quick one, please.
Hello, sir. I just want to find out from you, are you going to be able to make available for the elderly things like sanitizers and all these things that are needed to protect the vulnerable elderly available in that hour? Because we can't get them, and I think we deserve them more than any other healthier person.
Margaret, I do agree with you.
Yeah.
John, this has been a problem, of course, the panic buying and people overstocking up on hand sanitizer. Mm. Is that something that you can organize for the elderly people to ensure that they have access to those products?
Like you said right at the start, this is a time to be thoughtful and responsible in our purchasing. So we absolutely are working very hard with our manufacturer partners to make sure that we have enough hand sanitizer and all the other hygiene, cleaning, food products that our customers are wanting to buy. It is a challenge when people buy a lot, so we have limited the quantities on all of those things. And yes, even the stores that do get shopped out of it, we've got a very robust supply chain, a very robust set of manufacturer partners, and we'll be able to fill the shelves. So we're going to work very hard to make sure that there's as much as possible there for our older customers to purchase.
Thank you so much for that, John Bradshaw, Retail Executive Marketing at Pick and Pay. Remember, it kicks off tomorrow, Wednesday the 18th of March. And essentially, it means that Pick and Pay will open all its supermarkets and hypermarkets 1 hour earlier. If you are an elderly customer, please go there from 7 to 8 a.m. You will be given preference for that 1 hour. If you have an elderly member of the family or a friend you want to help along, make sure they're there between that hour. But also remember to take a valid ID, any form of ID that proves you are 65 years or older.